Don, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Oh, thanks. How you doing?
We're doing okay here. I hope the same for all of you. It's been a while since you and I have had the opportunity to talk a little bit. You know, there's a couple things about the city's budget that certainly stand out. And maybe if we start there, we'll have a little bit of time left, too, to talk about the city's ask of businesses to try to telework more from home. Starting with the budget, one of the things that really seems to jump out, just because of all of the social unrest around that particular issue, is the fact that the city's asking for $1.9 million from voters that would then be added to the city's budget for law enforcement officers and first responders. Now, this runs counter to sensibilities of protesters who said they want to defund the police department.
Okay. Yeah, let's clarify that a little bit. I'm personally against 2A because I don't think that we need the $1.9 million with all the federal CARES grants that we got. I think it's better put into the city, stays in the city's citizens' pockets. But In fairness, the $1.9 million would not be going to hire new cops, because that's just a one-time ask. And you can't, you know, take a one-time, one-year $1.9 million and commit it to something that is an ongoing expense like salaries. So if the voters do approve it, that $1.9 million is going to go for police cars and some fire apparatuses. So just one-time purchases of some vehicles. And, you know, I've seen some pretty bad police cars in pretty bad shape that are driving around our city, and that's what it would go to. However, in the mayor's budget, we are increasing the number of cops that we hope to get. But this all goes back to when we passed 2A, which was the stormwater. So now on everybody's utility bill, there's $5 additional added to that that goes to our stormwater. And this was another tax that, or fee, I still call it a tax, that but the money was in lieu of instead of in addition to. And so that $17 million a year that we're now getting in as a direct stormwater fee has freed up $17 million out of general fund. And when the mayor campaigned for this in council, we said at that time, we are going to raise our police force from the 686 people that were on there up to 806. So 120 new police officers and 32 more cops. And included in the budget, but not part of the 2A initiative, is that is money for 10 more police officers. And I think we're all, that is sorely needed. You know, for a police force our size, for our city our size, is generally about 16 uniformed police officers for every 10,000 people. We are below that number. And when we finally get up to the 803 at the end of 2022 now instead of 2021, we'll be at 16.7. So we'll finally be up to the strength that we need.
Don, thank you. Councillor Knight, thank you very much for that clarification.
Don is fine, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you for that as well, Don. In the last, we got about 30 seconds left, and I really do appreciate the clarification on the budget and how that breaks down. That's very helpful. The city is asking businesses to try to do more teleworking from their businesses now in an effort to slow down the growth of the number of cases of COVID. Is there something the city knows that could be coming down from the state that that suggests to the city and city officials that we have more restrictions coming and we're going to see a curtailment of commerce again?
Well, you know, the governor has put us on notice, and it's El Paso County and the El Paso County Public Health Department that have until Friday to come up with a mitigation plan. But in the meantime, our numbers are still going up. We had lunch with the mayor on Tuesday, and he talked about how we were generally at about 15 in the hospital, and we were at 50 on Tuesday. Well, in the last 24 hours, we're now at 67 people in the hospital. So this was predicted before that we might have a second wave as the flu season came around again. And it looks like that's coming true. And if we don't take proactive measures now, I would not put it out of the realm of possibility that the governor would direct stuff either per county or per state.
All right, Don, we are out of time, and for that, I apologize. I appreciate your time here with us today with that explanation of what's behind the budget and what is behind the thinking on asking businesses to try to telework more and distance more. Very much appreciated. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
My pleasure.